What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Let's Talk Divots podcast. We are a women's professional golf podcast covering the LPGA Tour and everything relevant in the women's professional game. I'm one of your hosts, Casey Johnson, a 13-year PGA of Canada member, former coach of the year, who now walks inside the ropes on the LPGA Tour. I'm joined by my good friend, Captain Ron Dunn. He walks inside the ropes. He's with Superstroke, Putting Arc, and also does the luggage transportation, CEO luggage transportation. And we are just so excited to be here. Again, we're pushing 40 countries that we've been broadcasting, and we're just continuing to try to grow the women's game. And we're here for a good cause, and we want you to be with the cause with us. Help us grow this cause. Go ahead, share us, like us, interact with us, tweet us, whatever all that good stuff is on social media. We are at Let's Talk Divots, and just interact, and we're going to come at you every week and give you the goods. So here we are. The bubble traveled overseas. It was the Scottish Open. We weren't there. Nobody was there. We didn't get on the charter flight, but we watched, we talked to the people inside the ropes over there, and it was a heck of a thing for the girls to get to travel overseas. I'm just going to, say what's up to Ronnie over there. Ronnie's in Arkansas, is getting ready to go for next week. Ronnie, say hello to the peeps, bro. What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Casey, good to see you again. Glad you made it over the border and you're back down in SoCal, enjoying some Southern California sun, a little heat wave going on there. But yes, I'm in Arkansas. You'd never believe I am in the parking lot of the Lion's Den, John Daly's Golf Course in Darnell, Arkansas. I'm about 120 miles away from Rogers, Arkansas, the site of the next Walmart tournament in next week, a couple weeks.
I love that. And just for the listeners to just, the glorious life of being on tour, Ronnie just camping out in a parking lot, driving from Ohio to Arkansas. I mean, I can't even explain to you the sweat dripping out of my armpits. Sorry for the visual, trying to cross the border in these crazy times to get back, from Canada down into SoCal. But, I'm here. I'm ready to roll. It's been an adventure, and I can't wait to get back on tour. We're going to see you in a week, brother.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, enjoy the surf while you're out there. How about that golf today? I'm going to jump right into the Aberdeen Standard Investments Lady Scottish Open. What a great final Sunday that was out there. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. The playoff and everything, rolled right into it. It was awesome. Awesome. I watched it on TV, but I love the opens over there, both of them, men's and women's. You wake up 4 or 5 in the morning, get to watch it live on TV. Nothing better than that.
I love that style of golf, links golf. It's just, the opens are always a treat, and this was the Scottish Open, but the British Open is happening next week, and none of the other opens are happening, which we've talked about. And it's just a different style of golf. It's so much fun. There's so much imagination. I really wish that we had more of that style in North America, but and that's being said, it is a bit of a treat just, getting to watch it once a year, with the nationalized television. And who came out as a champion, everybody probably already knows, but, there was a 4-way playoff, and 13th, she secured her 13th win, Stacey Lewis, former number one in the world, American pride. So Stacey Lewis got it done in a 4-way playoff with Emily Christian Pedersen, Cheyenne Knight, and Azahara Munoz.
Oh, yeah, no, it was awesome. It was totally awesome. 152 girls were scheduled to start the event. The cut was at 5 over, another 5 over round. Shows you links golf. Weather wasn't too bad. It blew a little bit on Friday, got a little cold on Saturday this morning. All the girls had their hands in their pockets walking down the fairway. So the weather wasn't a big thing out there, but somebody knows how to keep it low and keep it out of the wind. Someone growing up in Houston, lives in Houston, Stacey Lewis. So she had, I won't say an advantage out there, but she's played it before. That she's won 3 majors, or 2 majors now. So she is looking good going into the British Open next week.
Hasn't been in the winner's circle since 2017. I believe she was off for a year with Matt Leaf, et cetera. So, she was really excited to get a win, prove she can still do it, and get one for her kid from her press interview is what she said. But 100%, Ronnie, veteran status, the leaderboard going into round 3 was chock full of that. And I chatted to Andrew Techmeyer, who has been on the show before. We interviewed Andrew back in maybe episode 5, 6, 7, something like that. Go ahead and check it out. He's a really, really awesome dude and super knowledgeable. And he was on Jennifer Song's Bag this week. And he told me, you know, I was like, man, it doesn't look that difficult. What's going on out there? And he said, it's firm, it's fast. The ball's, you know, jumping around. And plain and simple, a lot of the players just don't get, you know, the reps in on Lynx golf. It's just really tough out there. So interesting to see. And, you know, not oddly enough that we see a veteran coming out with a win.
Yeah, Lynx is definitely a little bit different. You know, Tom Watts has won 6 times over there. Says you got to keep the ball on the ground, keep it low. You're bouncing them up there in front of the green, letting them run out. There were some wild shots, a lot of runouts. You think the undulations on the green, think it's a great shot. Next thing you know, it's rolling off into the first cut. Same thing on the fairways. Total different style of golf at Lynx Golf. I have one Lynx course in Southern California, very interesting, but I like it. I find it totally different. You know, trees on the course, but that bush they got out there, you know, it's knee high and they got to hack it out of there. That gets pretty tough.
Yeah, and stay out of the bunkers. I mean, Tiger Woods and his open wins is like he didn't care if he had 220 yards in. It's just stay out of the bunkers. And at 6,400 yards, the golf course is relatively short for these girls. You're going to see, I mean, you did see a lot of birdies, but also a lot of bogeys, right? So because 6,400 yards on a firm, fast course that's, you know, not watered that much, the ball rolls out. And then there's wind in there, so there's a lot of holes downwind, so they are taking advantage, but all of a sudden you get locked in one of those pop bunkers. You know, maybe you hit a squirrely shot and you're in some of the hay, and you know, it can get away from you pretty quickly, and that's why you're seeing such difference in scores is the women that are able to just manage their game. And that's a perfect word, manage, right? Like, so limit mistakes. Every player out there is making birdies inside the cut line, but it's the ones who, you know, didn't make any doubles or maybe only one double that you're seeing up there atop the leaderboard.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. Limit the mistakes. The top girl, I think, had 18 birdies. You know, it's very penal over there. If you're in a bunker, you're hitting out, you're hitting sideways, getting out of the hay a lot of the times, but it's a whole different type of golf, but I like it. It's played on the ground, a lot of putters from, you know, 10 feet off the Texas wedge, as they call it over here in the States, putting them wherever they can.
So the playoff four people, Stacy, Emily, Cheyenne, Azahara, only went one hole. Stacy and Cheyenne Knight. And I want to talk about Cheyenne Knight after for a second, but and Emily, Christine Pedersen, you know, struggled to find her feet the last couple of years on tour, but she's had a really successful COVID. You know, she won on that men's event in Amsterdam or something like that, Ron.
Yeah, I believe it was her own home country of Denmark.
She was Denmark. Dane,
just like, yeah, the other Dane out there, Nicole Brock Larson, she was up there for a few days there at the top of the leaderboard, the two Danes right on top. But yeah, Emily, she's a good story. She had her lost her car in 2018, went down to Symetra, went to LET, and played over there in the men's event, won that men's event over there in Denmark. So she's been hot on her game. I sent her a text Saturday night, just said, It's a one-day tournament with a little bit of a handicap system. Just look forward, don't look back. When she had a chance to win it, she missed earlier in the round, probably 2 birdie putts inside 5 feet. But then she made a couple of good par saves on a par three from about 12 feet, got the momentum back. She was right in there up until the end. Funny story, her very first round, she was 5 under after 7 holes. After the 72nd hole, still 5 under. Can't win it on the first day. Can lose on the first day, but she came pretty damn close to shooting a great round the first day and then just holding on and was pretty much on the number one page of the leaderboard for most of the tournament.
Yeah, that's the thing with golf, though, man. You know, you see there's all those stats out there about, you know, converting a 36-hole lead or a 54-hole lead. It's almost tougher. I mean, everybody wants the lead, but, you know, being one shot behind going into the last day sometimes is an opportune position. It just depends on your, you know, your kill ability and your ability to get those, you know, teeth to the jugular and to seal the deal. So, you know, just a learning curve for her. She's super young and, you know, hopefully we see some confidence out of her and continue to climb some leaderboards. But so Stacey Lewis, she knocked it to about, what was that, like 20 feet, 20, you know?
22 feet.
And yeah, classic Ronnie. I knew you'd have that number right there for me, buddy. But Emily and Azahara both missed the green, and Cheyenne, she hit a great shot in there, man. She had a chance for the tie. She was probably around 15 feet. Ron, you got that number?
Yeah, I'd say I put about 16 feet. She was definitely inside Stacy. Stacy hit third out of the group. Emily did not hit the green. She teed off with an iron. She's the longest hitter out of all those four ladies. She teed off with an iron, rolled it out to the first cut, maybe 6 inches into the first cut, and then kind of hit a lazy 7-iron that kind of just trickled to the left side of the green. She had a 50-foot putt. She was the first to play up, and she put it to about 2 feet, which I was pulling for her. I got to be honest. She's a friend of mine. I was hoping she'd get it done. She got it out there, easy 2-putt. And then Azahara Munoz came up, knocked it. I don't recall where exactly. She wasn't very close to it. And then Stacy Lewis, the third girl to putt, from the fairway. She hit it in the fairway, same with Cheyenne Knight. And then Cheyenne hit it in first, and then Stacy knocked it to 22 feet, third person to putt, right in the heart, right, just drained it right in the middle. It was clutch, and I got to be honest, I kind of felt like she was going to make it. She was definitely the veteran out there, 11-year veteran on tour, a lot of wins under her belt. She knew what she had to do, and she wanted to do it for her daughter, Chesney, a 22-month-old that wasn't there, but that's what she was saying the whole day. She had to put up with a lot, too. She played with Jennifer Song and Azahara Munoz the whole weekend, and they are some slow players out there. And Stacy's a little jackrabbit. They got to put on the clock today, you know, on the back nine. Again, nobody in front of them, nobody obviously behind them, and they're put on the clock.
And so they should be, man. Like, it made big – you know, it was kind of tweeted a lot, you know. Beth Daniels was tweeting it, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but – the last 2 days, and Stacy's been very outspoken over the last bunch of years about pace of play and, you know, like some 6-hour rounds in tour events, which is totally unacceptable and really tough to keep your, you know, like, you know, you have to try to stay in the moment. But if you're out there in twosomes and you're playing in 5 hours, that's a long time to play golf. I don't actually know what the numbers of the final rounds were, but, you know, there was the time clocks being stamped. I saw some numbers on Twitter that, you know, Azahara, I guess, is quite slow. And, you know, her shot clock was well over a minute to hit a chip. You know, like I'm talking like a minute 20, a minute 30 by the time it's like her turn to hit. So, you know, just I hope the LPGA and just golf in general, it's all of this, you know, professional golf, they can get into some tough situations, some sticky situations with, they don't want to penalize people. I get that. But once you start penalizing people, they're going to start speeding up, you know, like, you know, you're telling me you're going to give me 2 shots coming down the stretch and nobody wants the tournament to decide like that. But you know, it's the rules and it's the code of conduct. It's the pace of play and it should be enforced a little bit firmer in my opinion.
Well, you know where I stand. Let them play. Let them play.
Man, but how about a consumer on TV, dude?
You know, you're right, 100%. Just jumping back a little bit, last week at the Marathon Classic, Lydia Ko took 6 minutes. Somebody on Twitter
said
it was
painful.
6 minutes on that chip shot, hitting her third shot from over the green that she sculled it, went through the green, 6 minutes. But you're right. You know, there needs to be some sort of pace of play. But you can – I mean, I understand kind of putting them on the clock, but I don't understand giving them penalty. You know, warn them again.
Well, but
three strikes, maybe you're out.
But what's the penalty if they're not penalized in some regard? 3 strikes, you're out. What, right? Like fines only go so much. You think a $500 fine for these girls in contention matters? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, play the 2019 U.S. Open, they penalized a girl for slow playing. Who was it? An amateur. Not going to make any money. So they're not going to take the money out of these girls' pockets if they're playing up there in the final group. They'll do whatever they can. I mean, push come to shove, I guess you have to penalize them. You cannot keep warning them. You have to throw it out there. And you're right. Once they throw one out there, it might pick up the pace of play. But it was exciting still watching it. Stacy Lewis had a Taylor Swift song going, Shake It Off, Shake It Off. She's just humming in the background. There was a lot of noise going on, hot air balloon problems on the side of the fairway. Azahara Munoz was waiting for them to quit burning their jets over there. It was slow. It was treacherous. But it came down to the veteran, you know, dropping that putt. So
Yeah, and there you go, though. The veteran realizing she knew she was going to get into, you know, slow play. She played with him the day before, and she just came up with a game plan. She sealed the deal, and, you know, Azahara still looking for her first, you know, I think she had a match play win of some sort. And as Cheyenne Knight's got a win, and I got to say, you know, I mean, just I've only been out there for last year, and I think Cheyenne a rookie last year, Ron? Do you know that?
2018 was her first season. Okay. 2019, she had her first W at the Volunteers of Texas, her home state. Yeah.
I was surprised at that win, and obviously it's given her, you know, just from what I saw out there, like obviously a really great player, winner on the LPGA, and now back in into a playoff. So props to Cheyenne, and you know, we're probably going to see her up there a little bit more as well. So,
well, Travis Wilson's the caddy for Stacey Lewis. Been her caddy for a long time. Been on the bag and just told her, just relax, shake it off, and that's where she got their song. Her and Chesney sing that song all the time. So she was just humming that going down the fairway, minding her own little business, not even really paying attention to what was going on. So the veteran did get it done. Slow play wasn't an issue for her.
Well, rounding out the top 10, Ronnie, we got Nana Kortz Madsen. We've got Danielle King, who started a little slow compared to the leaders, but just kind of hung in there for her third week back in a row, and didn't get the three, the back-to-back-to-back, but a top five finish nonetheless. And Xiu Liu, Inji Chun, Amy Olsen, and Jennifer Song rounding out the top 10. So anything there that you see out of the ordinary?
Well, let's touch on Danielle King going for a three-peat. That hasn't been done since Arya Chatarnagarn did it in 2016. But having Danielle up there, she birdied three out of four holes, 13 through 16 today. She was one shot back, and she gave it a good fight coming down to that. I mean, that was good to see her. And her caddy, Ollie Britt, believe it or not, his girlfriend is Emily Pettersson, and they were paired together in the same group. Third to the final group, they're coming down there. So I'm not sure who Ollie was rooting for. I'm sure he's got to be true to his boss, but he knows where he puts his head at night with Betty Lies. And who knows where he was sleeping? Who knows where he was sleeping this week? That bubble is tight. The players can room with the caddies, but I'm not sure if it had to be your player. Can you room with a different player? That would be interesting, but I'm sure they had their own separate rooms and everything like that. But it was great to see Emily up there. I know she's in for next week. She's got in for the Open, so we'll see how it goes. But great story there.
Yeah, interesting. And I want to just touch quickly on that bubble. Yeah, apparently it's just Uber Eats all the way. Nobody's allowed to leave their room, and it's a little bit tedious at that. And going into the British Open, like, yeah, it's quite a. You threw out something in our just little pre-talk there, and maybe you can say that, because I'm going down the field list, and I'm like, holy shit, there's some people getting in here that you know typically wouldn't be in here. You know, trying to fill the field with because of, you know, players still not coming over from wherever they are because due to COVID. So definitely a little bit of a different looking field at the British Open. What did you say? Only 20 of the top 50? No, that couldn't be right. What did you say?
Yeah, that was this tournament for the Aberdeen Investment Standards. This tournament, there were 20 out of the top 50 in the world that played in this tournament. There were four previous number ones in this field, and there were 15 different major winners in this field. So this field wasn't totally deep, but there were some players out there. But out of this field, 22 girls that were not exempt for next week got in for next week. So I know Haley Moore, good old Escondido girl, San Diego girl, she got in today, so she's going to be playing in the Open next week.
Yeah, which normally would have never happened. I mean, I don't know how much Haley's made this last start of the season, but it's not, you know, she's made some cuts, but, you know, usually at the bottom end. But, yeah, anyway, good for a lot of players to make a bit of a, you know, a potential splash where they might not have been able to. And how about this Andrea Lee? You know anything about her? This is her rookie season. She's made $90,000 already. She finished top five at the marathon. And again, she had a really good week. And, like, she is rolling. She's a rookie and, like, really looking really, really sharp out there.
Living the dream. I saw her at the marathon go by, and I didn't know who she was. And I kind of looked her up a little bit. And she was right up there because I kind of mistaked her for Allison Lee. Because it was A. Lee came by, and I'm thinking, wow, she's playing good. Then I had to look a little deeper and found out it wasn't. But yeah, good for that rookie. But one thing I want to say, you know, one thing that really helped Stacey, she did not have her daughter with her. So I think her focus was totally in the game. And speaking of shifting gears a little bit about the Open, the U.S. Open, Stacey is exempt for the 2021, but she is not in the 2020 U.S. Open coming up here. I think it's November, December for the United States Open, which, but she still has a chance to get in. She has to be top 10 on the money list by November 10th, I believe it is. And she made a big paycheck, I think $190,000 today. So she should probably get in.
That's certainly shifting gears, old Ronnie, there. And any notable action with the Scottish? Nasa Hatoka made an appearance. Hannah Green's on there. The Jatanagarn sisters teed it up. IK Kim moving into Royal Troon next week. What do you think? Do you have some picks? Like, what's that going to look like? Who's going to take the crown?
Well, I am leaning towards Nasa Haroku. I think she came out from Japan. She did play today. She played okay. I think she might have been top 10, top 15 for sure. And then I'm going to go with one of the Arif Jatanagarn. She was out there. Moria beat her sister, younger sister, today. But that's two people I'm looking for. Aria hasn't been out there. She's going to get the taste of it. Nasa's playing good. And I just, you know, Danielle Kang, I'll still keep her on the radar. She's playing so hot right now. She's got to take a look.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't. Sorry for the English there. But, 4 weeks, some of these girls, like, you know, Danielle Kang has essentially been in the top five for the last 3 weeks. I'm wondering about fatigue, you know, once you get into the fourth. I'm a bit surprised at some of these players playing the Scottish. You know, I know it's nice to get some reps on a link-style golf course before the British, but going into a fourth week, at least 4 weeks is manageable. I'll be surprised at how many players come and do the fifth week in Arkansas, but they're also just trying to get playing opportunities. It's obviously been a limited year. I think Danielle Kang's going to contend. She's just too good. She's got experience. She just hits the ball so crisp, you know, for that link style golf and a good short game. I agree with you. The Arya Jatanagarn, they're just too good to not be up there come British Open time. But, you know, my dark horse, I think you're going to see this Andrea Lee kicking around again come the weekend. And I think my girl Brooke, my Canadian Patriot, has been back home working on her game and playing well. And I think you're going to see her contend come Sunday.
I'm curious what the bubble is going to be like when they do get to come to the States, because Hasan Aroka, this was her first tournament over there. Maybe she's allowed to travel to Europe. I'm not sure if she's allowed in the United States. Same with the Chicharnagarn sisters. They were there for the first time. IK Kim, Inji Chung was there for the first time. I haven't seen her around. Well, actually, she was at Marathon, as a matter of fact. But so we'll see. The Open's going to be exciting. Another early morning breakfast. Kind of like breakfast at Wimbledon, but breakfast at the Open. I just love getting up at 5 in the morning and watching it live on TV. Looking forward to it. Royal
Troon.
Yeah,
can't wait, man. Royal Troon, iconic. Wish I was there, but we'll be seeing you in Arkansas next Sunday. And how about the Symetra Tour? A few of the players held back. There was an event in Arizona. I saw some tweets out there. It was 118 degrees or something crazy. But Sarah White, really feel-good story here. Sarah White goes and secures a Symetra Tour membership. She didn't have a membership. She was playing on the Women's All-Pro Tour, which is a tour that, you know, circles around Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. And it's had some alumni such as Yalimi Noh and Matilda Castron. So shout out to Sarah White securing a win on the Symetra Tour and securing a membership card in her road to the LPGA.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of women that didn't make the trip from the States over there, so they had to go find somewhere to keep the reps going. Kim Kaufman, she's always on the LPGA Tour. I think she top fived over there. So good to see them getting some reps in, and it'll be good to get to Arkansas. But, yeah, temperature is going to be an issue over there, just like the ANA. We got the ANA at the end of the month, first part of next month. That's going to be 115 degrees in Palm Springs.
I just drove from Canada, obviously, as we chatted about, and from Vegas to the geographic part is kind of slipping my mind. I'm not from there, but from west of Vegas, it reached 48 degrees Celsius I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but it's warm, man. That must be 118, 120-ish, something like that. So crazy, crazy. And September is going to be hot over there.
Oh, yeah. That's probably 113 or so. I don't think it's over 115. But, yeah, no, it pushes the needle. You were going through Barstow. After Vegas, you hit Barstow, and it's very warm out there in the Inland Empire until you get down to the coast. Big old coastal surf now, so you're chilling a little bit. But there's a big heat wave going on over on the coastal. So can't escape the heat, especially when we get out to the desert. Let's just hope we get some good weather next week for the Open.
I'm going to be bringing the heat when we get to Arkansas, brother. You got anything else on your plate? Are we going to wrap this up? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. It was just a wonderful day watching the golf early this morning. I was glad to see the Stacey Lewis secure her 13th win without her daughter there. That gave her some focus. And going into the Open next week, it's anybody's ball game. I think a European's probably going to win it. But who knows? You know,
who's your European pick? Who's your European? Who are we going to see up there? My picks were not European, and I didn't mean to do that, but I think you're right. So who's your Euro?
Nina Madsen-Cortz. She had a great finishing round today. She was in the clubhouse at 4 under, 1 behind the lead, sitting there for about an hour. But she didn't have a chance today, but she's been playing real strong, and she likes it over there. Emily Patterson, I got to give her a nod. It's hard to put two back-to-back weeks together, but she's hungry to get her tour card back and come back to the States. She's been working real hard on her game. So those are my two little European dark horses.
Yeah, I'll go back to back with you, man. I think Azahara is, she's got her caddy Mike back on the bag. He didn't make the trip over to America for the Ohio events, and he's one of the best. He's one of the guys that I always pick a brain with. He's been out there a long time, and he's really, really good. So I think she's stoked to have him back. They were right there, let it slip by, but she's no stranger to these conditions, the links style golf. And she's big time player, even though she hasn't secured a bunch of wins. I think we're going to see her there come Sunday.
Yeah, Emily Patterson had a veteran caddy. I thought his name was Mike as well, but he was so young, used caddy. He was over there, and I was surprised to see him on that bag. So that was a great pull. The caddies do have a lot of play, because you could see the veteran caddies. Andy Techmeyer was right up there. The veteran caddies really play a big part of this. A lot of the big winners out there. Stacey Lewis has been with her guy Travis for a long time. So you guys definitely bring it when you guys are out there in between the ropes. You help.
Yeah, and just before we head off, there's the LPGA passed the rule that they didn't need caddies this year, just due to COVID, et cetera. So apparently there's quite a large number of the women this week without a caddy, and it was from what I heard, a bit of a penalizing choice to not have somebody on your bag. Just that, with the link style, the bounces, the firmness, the wind, just definitely a bit of a playing at a handicap carrying your own bag this week and next week for sure. So shout out to all the caddies out there and all the hard work that we know that they do. So, Ronnie.
Yeah, definitely. Carrying your own bag is definitely a detriment. You got to get a caddy, professional caddy. All right, man. Well, welcome to America. Glad you made it across the border. Can't wait to see you here in Arkansas. And we'll touch base with you guys. Check us out. Like us. Love us. Follow us. We're doing this for you guys out there. Peace out. Let's Talk Divots.
Help us grow at Let's Talk Divots. See you Sunday, brother. Ciao.